Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Skincare with Friends.
In this episode, Natalie and myself are talking about whether we need to wear sunscreen in the winter, how to apply it when it's not sunny out, and which products we're loving at the moment. There's also a chat about vitamin D and why that's important, and whether you're going to get enough vitamin D in the winter if you are wearing sunscreen. There's also a fair bit of waffle and a lot of chat about acne towards the end. As usual, you'll find the transcript on the Skincare with Friends Facebook group, and I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Yes.
And this is, I think it's episode 41.
Whoa, oh, that's just a bit of a episode, yeah. Isn't it? It's not worthy of a celebration.
My next birthday, though.
Hi, yeah. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Nia Patton.
And we are sharing a cider.
We're having a bottle of cider, organic cider.
Because I got period pains, and actually I think this is good for cramps.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think sugary cider. I remember once I was going for a run through Grangetown.
Yeah.
And I got stopped. Well, no, I stopped because I was out of breath. Let's not lie. I'm not going to dress this up. And I sat talking to this guy who just looked really interesting. He was in his 60s and he looked like he'd seen a few scraps. And he had, because he was a boxer. He's an amateur boxer.
Oh, no, so you just started talking to a random old man. Yeah, not old. But...
Well, yeah, he's kind of like in his 60s, boxer's nose.
Oh, you've got a rough looking face.
Yeah,
come on. Have you been in a fight?
Let's have a chat. And he said, get home, love. After you've had your shower, pint of cider. And okay. I was like, why is that? And he said, oh, it just goes to your muscles or something.
It goes to your muscles. Yeah.
So I don't need no nutritionist.
I've just ask an old boxer you saw on the road.
Come on, they know I think more
I'd
about
rather,
life.
I'd rather talk to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Lenny McLean. Do you remember Lenny McLean?
No.
The old London gangster and bare knuckle fighter.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He was in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah. I bet he's got a really bumpy face.
He's dead.
Oh.
In other news, so we're just having a cider.
And yeah, I haven't been able to do my usual lengthy PowerPoint presentation with references.
No, so
it's been a really busy day.
And it has, and a week.
We just want to do a podcast.
We do, and it could be a relaxed fit episode where we did decide what we were going to talk about, yeah. Which is
the topic was going to be, do I need to wear SPF in the winter?
Yeah, but I just think it should.
You can say that as well.
Yeah,
but the answer is yes, you do.
Yeah, I just think just this is a really prolonged, for those listeners who aren't in the UK, this has been a prolonged, not just winter, it is Baltic outside, but it's stormy. We are about to have our third storm in 2 weeks.
I've never known anything like this.
Storm Jorge is next.
Jorge.
Yep.
So he had sexy and cool.
Yes. He might have come from Spain. I don't know.
Sounds like it.
But Storm Kira, so I'm guessing she came from Ireland.
Oh, right. I didn't even know, but
Kira
I just knew about Dennis.
First, then Dennis.
Oh, okay.
And then Jorge. But it's
I thought they were in alphabetical order.
Right.
That can't be right.
I think maybe American ones.
Oh, yeah.
No, Kiera, the Irish way with a C.
Oh.
Yes, so that does make sense. Yeah. C, D, and J.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to E, F, G. They blew away.
There was ones that were so short that we didn't even...
Exactly, just...
hear about them in the news.
So I had a voicemail yesterday on my phone. This was this is how I found out that I had to almost evacuate my home. I had a voicemail.
God, did you know that you could be voicemailed about it?
I had no idea. No. And I was like, how do you know I live in Dennis Paris? Oh, electoral roll. So I picked up my phone and it said, this is the Natural Resources Wales.
Flood
in your River Caddoxton, which is right opposite my house. And basically, make arrangements according to your flood plan. I was like, shit, I don't have a flood. Who has a flood plan? Bet you my next door neighbours do.
Yeah.
Because they're just like that.
I'm going to get one now.
So I had to sandbag it and hope for the best. But then the warning went down and it's back to amber again. But it is, so we apologise for the sound quality. Because
the chimney
is blowing a gale.
I stuffed a bunch of sponge in it. It didn't do anything.
It did nothing. But so our faces are being pummeled with cold air, freezing rain, and wind
and going into the central heating and
exactly so yeah
and drinking the cider
and drinking cider because what else is there to do on these winter and it's dark
and just eating the crisps drinking the cider
and we had two really bright days know what to do. I was like what is this sun. Brightness I slapped on the SPF.
I'm using a tinted BB cream that's got like 42 Misha.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Perfect cover.
Okay.
So I'm just doing that instead of wearing. Normally I wear Factor 50 and that if it's sunny, but it hasn't been sunny at all.
It is very dark.
UV rating is going to be zero.
Yeah.
I still wear Factor 42.
I've been using the Altruist tinted.
Oh really? I haven't tried it yet.
It's like the anti-pigmentation one.
What's it like?
It's really, really good. I'm going to say if you're not like a foundation wearer, I only say this because I spent some time with my friend Renee, who is a surfer, and also she's a TV producer and she used to work in really hot climates.
She used to present a TV program.
She presented, what's the coastal one?
Coast?
Maybe it was Coast. I was thinking like Wild... I don't know, Wild Times with Renee. I don't know.
Wild Times with Renee. I don't think it's called that.
She is actually the only person I know who's done an anthropology degree and become an anthropologist. Yes. So she has worked in seriously hot climates.
She's so cool.
She has a lot of moles.
She does, yeah.
And she's a surfer. And she never, ever wears makeup. So she said, what can you recommend? So I gave her a pump of my Altruist and she just pushed it off her. She was like, I can't. Oh, my face. Yeah. So
it's not for me either. Not for my face, Altruist.
It's a
because it's chemical.
Yeah, it is.
What did she not like about it?
The feel of the thickness.
It's sort of greasy.
No, it's really different from the one that used.
Yeah.
It is very different. So it's mineral and chemical, I'm sure, this one. And I think the last ones we used weren't done for faces.
No, they weren't. It's just a general sunscreen.
So this one is much more formulated for the face, but it does... Like mineral sunscreen. You're never going to get
like a coating.
A mineral sunscreen that doesn't feel like very 90s foundation.
Although, the Centella... True Seeker Centella Green one. Is it that one? No. True Seeker, Sun by Me, True Seeker 100 Mineral. That's what it's called. Okay. It's a long name. But it's 100% mineral, Factor 50.
And that
feels... And it's like nothing.
And the Super Goop one apparently is really good.
Is it? Yeah.
Apparently.
But yeah, tell her about the True Seeker
one. I actually just told her about Mermaid Gel. I was like, if you don't want to feel stuff on
your
face.
But Mermaid Gel is kind of it's a watery kind of gel. If you surf... It's not going to last.
Oh, but she hasn't surfed. I mean...
Oh, no, she's got a baby now.
Actually, because they've opened an artificial wave in Bristol. So she's going to start again. So no, I wouldn't recommend it for that. But
no,
when
for
she's
indoors,
going about
in the house and going to the supermarket, it's fine. But if you're going out on a sweaty day or surfing or on the beach, it's too light for that.
Yeah, she hasn't surfed in ages. So I don't... I don't know.
Looks something a bit heavier than that.
But yeah, it's really good. But I'm still using Australian Gold on the eyebrows and above.
Really?
And Altruist on the cheeks
and
below.
You're sectioning off your SPF.
I am, because much as I really like this Altruist formulation, it still does bug my eyes.
Yeah, you're quite sensitive in the eye area, aren't you?
I don't know. I mean, to Australian Gold, I have no... It's beautiful. It's no reaction at all. It doesn't move.
Is that 100% mineral?
I don't know. I don't know if it's 100% mineral, but it's just... Whatever they formulated with is just lovely.
Yeah.
And it doesn't move.
Not an irritant.
But the Altruist one definitely still got a little bit of irritation.
It's probably got chemical in it then.
I think, the Altruist one, it does have both.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is lovely. The colour is lovely. You don't need a colour. I find you definitely don't need to wear any foundation on top.
Oh, cool.
For sure not.
Oh,
I just
nice.
Put photography fluid.
Mm.
Bit of the Neod photography fluid on the top.
Oh, yeah. I thought you looked a bit shimmery. Are you wearing it now?
That's the sweats because I've
got
period
pain. Oh, that's just sweat being in pain. Lovely.
I was in the fetal position about 50 minutes ago.
It hurt so much that you perspire, and then you will look like you're wearing an illuminator.
Exactly, but no, the photography fluid's on top of a foundation or a nice...
Do you have the tan one or the white one?
I have the tan one.
Yeah, I got the tan. I like the tan one better.
I really like the
white one. Just looks a bit white.
I don't actually think I've ever used the white one.
It's a bit white. Yeah.
No, it does look. If you are going to use NIOD's photography fluid, it looks scarily dark.
Yeah, it's sort of dark. It's a brown, isn't
yeah.
it?
Don't be put off. Just mix that into your cheekbones, and you will. Look.
Yeah, it does. It just glide on, and it goes, doesn't it?
It glides on, and no one can put their finger on it, but no. You just look healthy.
Yeah, and in photos, I think I put
beautifully
two photos, one before and after, and the second one, I looked beautiful. It looked like there was a foot filter on the photo.
Yeah, well, the guy that sold, actually didn't sell it to me because I already had it, but the guy in the Desi shop in San Francisco showed me before and afters. Mm. Of his, I mean, he had a beautiful face anyway, but he said, oh, I put it on after my foundation. Let me show you, and show me pictures. And he just looked like a god.
Yeah, he's just... like, was that Robin Pattinson. What's his name? Robert Pattinson.
Oh, this man was black. So actually, yeah. I actually was thinking of, have you ever seen James Earl Jones young?
Yeah, handsome.
The most beautiful man.
Like light eyes.
But just piercing, really intense, just so handsome.
Yeah. I'd have to have a look again.
And his dad was an actor as well, and they both have really similar voices.
Great voice.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we've gone way off. let's talk about the winter. Yeah. Let's talk about looking after... I know that we have done episodes on this before, but to be honest, you know...
There's nothing wrong with recapping about SPF,
absolutely.
So I think the guidance from Lab Muffin... was if it's sunny and you're out somewhere sweaty, then you need to properly reapply every 2 hours as you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the beach, even if you're wearing makeup, you need to take the makeup off and put the whole layer on again.
Just
properly.
Don't wear makeup on the beach.
Don't wear makeup on the beach, it's weird. or, you know, if you're in the park or whatever, at a sunny wedding...
A barbecue.
You need to be properly reapplying as you're supposed to every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not particularly sunny and you're going out, then you might want to reapply like powder over your foundation.
Okay.
So every 2 hours-ish or in the middle of the day. And then if you're not going outside at all, then just put your foundation, put your SPF on factor 50 in the morning, and you don't need to reapply it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it kind of lasts for about six-ish hours.
I saw the really interesting pictures you put up on the Facebook
page. Yeah, there's a lady called Amy Van Cheese who's on Instagram now. I found her on Reddit, and then she deleted her pictures on Reddit. I was like, no!
Why?
Those pictures are great. But because she's got an Instagram.
Oh, right, okay.
So she put them all on Instagram, and she's got an amazing series of pictures of different sunscreens compared with each other.
Okay.
She's got a UV camera, which shows black if you're protected.
Okay.
So she starts the day with a black face. That's terrible.
Ugh.
But, you know, black because the light, the UV, can't penetrate through the skin because she's covered in SPF. And then she takes a photo after 2 hours, and then 4, 6, and 8. And by 8 hours, the SPF is pretty much gone.
Okay.
And she washes her face, and there's still like a little bit here and there. Yeah.
I know. That did. When I saw that, I was like, must really double cleanse.
Yes. Yeah. It's quite nuts, isn't it? I wish I had one of those cameras, but they're really expensive.
They are.
They don't make them in Britain.
Don't they?
No, it's an American brand.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know.
She's doing the good work for us.
Yeah. They were really fascinating pictures. And it did make me feel better because I work mainly sedentary job, but right by a window. And when it is bright, I am thinking, well, so I will, SPF on first in the morning, and then I'll just go up and reapply at lunchtime.
Yeah, that's what I normally do. If it's really sunny. If it's not sunny, I don't really bother.
Or going to meetings in my car, and you know, you just feel your face heating up, even on a not particularly sunny day, really.
Rushing about, you just get a bit sweaty, don't you? Mm-hmm. You feel it's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those powders aren't very good. You saw her photo of the powder.
Right.
Because she did all the different types of SPF.
Is it good just as a touch-up, though?
It doesn't even really give you particularly any protection, according to her photograph.
Right.
You have to put on such a thick layer. You'd look comical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may as well just put on a cream then.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's those spray SPFs as well. I think Supergoop does one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought, I went to Sephora in San Francisco and I said to the guy, because they had a big Inkey list there, but of course, Inkey list is British, I wasn't really expecting to see their SPF there and it wasn't. No. So I just said, oh, what mineral sunscreens have you got? And the guy was like, not his fault, but he went, I love clean skincare. So I was like, oh, yeah. But he showed me the Supergoop ones and it was literally the two minerals. So what is it? Titanium.
And zinc. Oxide. And zinc. Yeah.
And it was $38. And I just thought, yeah. Unless it, tell me if you think any different, but, you know, I don't know. I thought that was quite a lot to pay for just really those two things. Awesome. And whatever else makes it glide on. Siren. Yeah,
that's it.
There we go. Sounds like the ghetto, but it's really not.
It is the ghetto. The ghetto is just up the road.
It is.
I mean, if you can get one cheaper, then get one cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, it's tricky, isn't it? Because I don't think you need to spend that much money. But if it's great and you can wear it comfortably and you haven't found anything else, then it's worth £38, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's so many terrible SPFs that just make the whole thing a waste of time. Like you just think, I can't reapply, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear it. I'll only put a tiny little bit on.
Yeah.
Then you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
It's worth the £38.
Yeah. True.
Did I tell you about my blood test, my vitamin D blood test?
No.
So I was approached by a company called Let's Get Checked.
I did see this on Instagram.
I'm kind of interested whether I'm vitamin D deficient because I wear SPF constantly and I don't really go out in the sun. And I'm not very good at taking my supplements. Maybe remember a couple of times a week.
Who is? Yeah.
You know, just if I'm in the cupboard going, oh yeah, vitamin D.
And are these still good? 2 years old.
One of those. And no, I'm not deficient. 60 millimoles per litre.
I like millimoles.
Millimoles.
I like the little. Yeah. what is the, what is it supposed to be?
Between 20 and 80.
Hey, great. Yeah,
fine.
Diet.
Yeah. All okay. Which is quite pleasing to know because that's one of the things that, you know, that, remember us talking about that stupid woman?
Which one? There are so many.
Rose Uncharted.
Oh my goodness.
You know, her talking about how the sun is not bad for you. And actually,
but please buy my sun balm.
Yeah, buy the sun balm, which is not a sunscreen. The sun is okay.
Yeah.
If your children are blistering, that's not right. But the sun doesn't cause you any harm.
The sun didn't do that, though. It's probably the toxins in their diet that caused the blisters.
Yeah. Who knows what she thinks?
Do you know sales of Corona have plummeted by 30?
Yeah, I heard that. Corona the beer.
Yeah. It's a gosh darn delicious beer.
Who thinks that coronavirus is,
I don't know,
comes out of beer?
It's just guilty by association, isn't it? By name association.
Maybe it's just a purely subconscious thing.
Yeah.
Just like,
I think it is subconscious. I don't think people could be that tub. Which is Welsh for stupid.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Rose Uncharted, sun balm.
Yeah, so she she was making out, and there's another lady who was making out that not being, you know, being in the sun is great because vitamin D is so important, and wearing sunscreen is bad because you won't get enough vitamin D. But I have enough vitamin D and I don't go around the sun. So I kind of think vitamin D is really important, though.
She also said vitamin D washes off in the shower, though.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, so, I don't believe her, but lots of people are listening to what she's saying.
I know.
And it's not like they're going to read something I write and then stop believing what she's saying, though, is it?
I know. Who'd believe someone that believes in science, though, really?
Yeah, I'm probably paid by Big Pharma, aren't I?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are their puppet.
I didn't know I was. I haven't seen the checks.
Ah, but you're a dentist, so it's all the mind control fluoride in your diet. I just made the link, guys.
I'm being controlled by big
No, you're the controller.
Oh, I didn't even know. Big Fluoride is out to get you via my Instagram.
You're just pumping. You're a dentist. Yeah. You just pump people with mind control fluoride.
Well, I see people going up like the doctor. I mean, maybe it's different in America. Doctors maybe get money from vaccinations. But,
maybe.
But doctors,
oh, from vaccinations. Yeah. I don't know.
Doctors in Britain aren't getting paid for the vaccinations.
To vaccinate, right.
I think they do get paid for doing them. But
yeah, but they don't get paid per vaccination.
No,
right.
I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe. But, you know, I know doctors. My father's a doctor. There's no way that there's any motivation
guys,
for money.
The plot thickens. She's a mind control dentist.
I'm a mind control dentist. Controlled by a mind control doctor.
This is good. I mean, fluoride is the big conspiracy theory, isn't it? Or it was.
I had a conversation with one of the dads. He was like, yeah, I didn't consent to the dentist coming to school and putting the fluoride on my daughter because, you know, big pharma. And I was like, right, so what did do you think that fluoride will poison her? And he was like, yeah, it's a toxin, isn't it? I was like, yeah, it is a toxin. He's like, it is a toxin. I was like, yeah, of course it's a toxin. Everything is a toxin. Like, if you were to eat a whole tube of toothpaste, you would die. But you were not doing that, are we?
Yeah.
It's dose and frequency, like. You know, the reason that we put fluoride on all of the children's teeth is because there is a section of society that doesn't brush their children's teeth ever and just feeds them sweets.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get them, but we have to get everyone because we don't know who those children are. We're not going to be able to identify them. So we've got to fluoridate everyone. If you're confident that your daughter doesn't need it,
because she's never eaten a sugar.
Yeah, she's never eaten a sweet, then that's fine. She doesn't need it.
Or a fruit.
But we're thinking about those poor children whose entire family have had a general anaesthetic to have most of their teeth out.
Yeah.
And who don't know any better. And we're just trying to prevent death, basically, from general anaesthetic. And he was like, all right then.
So he's like, what do you do for a living? But do you remember that that was a conspiracy, but it had much more weight to it, that there was the rise in murderers and serial killers in America in the 70s was due to the lead in the petrol.
Oh, really?
And then subsequently in exhaust fumes. Yeah,
that's
so when
true then, isn't
petrol
it?
Petrol went and lead it.
There was
just angry people.
Because there aren't so many serial killers around.
I think that's
DNA. Shooters. School shooters.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason for that.
Yeah.
Let's get back on track, shall we?
Anyway, maybe it's to do with vitamin D.
Aha.
But yeah, vitamin D is linked to, obviously, bone health and also depression. Heart health as well.
Okay.
So it's really important. We're finding out that you need vitamin D for your heart health. And there was that study, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, the Swedish study that was huge, you know, tens of thousands of people. And they found that people who had got burnt on holiday once a year lived longer, significantly longer than people who hadn't got burnt.
Okay.
Yeah. Which means that it's just because people got burnt on holiday just have more vitamin D.
Yeah.
And that alone just added to their longevity.
Yeah.
So it's quite persuasive. You need your vitamin D.
Yeah.
But just swallow it.
Yeah.
In tablet form.
Yeah.
And apparently that works because I have some in my blood.
I do miss the sun on my face, though, I tell you that.
I don't know.
I really miss it.
That makes it me feel stressed now.
Does it?
Yeah, when I feel like it's hot. You know when it gets hot and you...
Yeah, not just
this radiation.
No,
not just
a sunny walk in the park. Yeah. I'm talking about like British sun, not like baking
like
on a beach.
An autumnal sunny day is
exactly.
Fine,
I do miss that.
But when it's getting rather hot, like I'm getting a bit stifled.
Yes,
I don't like it.
I went to Norway in 2014, and it was in August, and we stayed in a couple of Airbnbs. We went to Bergen, and then we drove to Oslo, which is the most beautiful 7-hour drive I have ever taken.
Oh my god, really?
It was like
that
driving
amazing.
Through multiple
film orgasms. Sets.
Yes, multiple orgasms. It was just so beautiful and pure, and the air was clear, so all the colours were vivid.
Did
it was
you
like
feel
tripping.
Like you had to smoke a fag because it was just too pure.
It was just too pure. I just wanted to, get off my tits. But no, we stayed in Oslo and we stayed with a woman who was. She'd been confined to her flat. She'd had actually a terrible fibromyalgia.
Oh no!
For quite some time, and she was confined to her flat. That's not the funny part at all.
No.
And the funny part is that she was quite angry, and she used to just shout at people. So we were in a like a 8th floor apartment, and she would shout at people from 8 floors up, like, you know, stop driving so fast or pick up your litter. So she's in a really bad mood. But she said,
couldn't go outside to shout at people. No. She just screamed from a window.
Exactly. But she said between the months of January to March, there were 17 hours of daylight.
Wow. Yeah.
Combined.
Yeah.
In 3 months. So she has every right to just be in a shitty mood.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, like you, that woman stuck in that
flat.
Like
I just want to shout. I do shout at traffic. I mean, you know.
I do. I get more and more cross at unreasonable behaviour.
I do. What? I have made up scenario arguments
people
in my head.
Cycling past my house on the pavement. I walk out and my face is nearly ripped off by a cyclist.
You
I'm
just
like,
put a stick in their back wheel.
I shake my fist.
Yeah, I do that
like
a lot
an old
lately.
Man.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So you see my tretinoin before and after pictures?
Yes, that's amazing. It's
a beautiful thing to behold, isn't
it? Maybe I'll put it on our Instagram
as
well.
Yeah, please do, because I was just looking at that.
So
talking about sun damage.
Such great results.
Yeah, there is a link here talking about sun damage. I've been on tretinoin, I guess, for 2 years almost.
Yeah.
For melasma and hyperpigmentation. But just in general, I realise how uneven my skin tone was. There were patches on my forehead, on my cheeks a little bit.
You were only focused on the bits underneath your eyes.
That
so
tends to happen, doesn't it? You're so focused on that, you don't notice the other
stuff. I've got this sunspot on my right cheek, and it's, you know, it's the most visible bit. I can't cover it with makeup, so that's the only thing I care about, really.
Yeah.
But it's everywhere.
But I guess I just ran out of tretinoin in December, and I just was using azelaic acid by Dermatica instead.
You had a bit of a freaky outbreak, didn't you?
I had a really freaky outbreak, yeah. Was that with azelaic or with
I suspected your fragranced stuff. Maybe if you put in
hydrating
a lot of
toner.
Yeah, lot of azelaic on and it became irritated and then the fragrance
It was
as
very
well.
Dry in little. I had like almost
the bumps.
Bumps, red, angry red bumps all over my face. But anyway, azelaic acid don't do nothing. It's lovely and it's good for other stuff.
It hasn't affected your pigmentation as it's supposed to.
Not a jot. Whereas straight got my tretinoin prescription last week and just threw it all over my face. And it felt good.
Something's posted and you run to the door. You throw your child onto the floor and you run to the door.
Yeah, I just get on my face.
Yeah.
It's lovely. I do really rate it.
It is the bomb. It's the best thing for your skin.
But, you know, going back to sun care, obviously, you just got to be mega, mega
way
careful.
More on the ball.
And I'm seeing a lot of questions from people saying, I use this, 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 and this. Do I still need to use SPF in the morning? And it's confusing me.
Yeah.
I've seen it on the DECIEM group.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Don't bother anymore.
Or I currently don't use SPF.
Yeah, I don't use SPF. Like, don't tell me to use it because I won't.
Okay.
Because they all break me out.
Yeah. Don't use anything then. Don't use any skincare.
Yeah. Don't leave the house.
Just,
you know, it's just, you're just, you're trying to cure the problem that you're also causing simultaneously. So,
yeah. I learned too late, I think, that my baking of my face in my 20s, I think that's why I'm so righteous now.
Yeah. Because
it's too late for me.
young women who go on sunbeds.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
not
a base
earned.
Layer. And I'm like, no.
It's
no, even if you just
earned.
Do it twice, you'll know, you know, when you're old, you'll know.
It's You're also not a wardrobe.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a base
it
layer
doesn't
of
work
tan.
Like that. No.
No. Just get a spray tan if you need to do something like that.
Yeah.
Although I think they make me choke as well.
Yeah.
There's that girl, there's this singing sensation. Did you see her? She was all over the Ellen show. So now she's obviously, you know, not going to be famous in a week, but is big now. She was sort of seen on the tube and someone just shoved the mic in her face and she just belted out this tune. Did you see her?
I saw her,
and I was
like,
oh, I loved her look. She had this big sort
she
of Bonnie
really
Tyler.
Lovely full hair.
Full beautiful
and
80s
then she broke
hair.
Out into song.
But I didn't know she was 30.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't realise. I thought she was 40.
Yes. So, I don't say this to be mean at all. She's beautiful. Like, but to me, that says a lot about sun damage.
Yeah.
Because she's very tanned, isn't she?
Yeah, it was yeah, the like in Australia, everyone looked older than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, because I've
did
heard...
did I tell anyone about that?
No, I've heard the other way. Like, everyone is so aware of the sun and it's...
I don't think these people were aware enough. Like,
where
this
were
one
you?
Particular girl, Byron Bay, on the boats, there was a young woman, she was 19, and she had a full face of wrinkles.
Oh!
And the skin is sort of like... bumpy, they call it elastosis.
Right.
So where the sun starts breaking down the elastin in your skin and the texture just changes. It becomes sort of bumpy and crinkly looking.
Right.
Yeah, she kind of had that already.
It's when your skin
You know, she's on a boat all day long. She works on a boat, so the sun is coming down from the sky and then also being bounced back up to her face.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if, you know, you'd have to basically be wearing one of those visors and a visor underneath your chin to stop it.
Do you remember when everyone made fun of Nigella Lawson for wearing like a full body bikini type thing?
A balaclava to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, too.
But who's laughing now? Because
who's laughing
her
now?
Face is
no,
beautiful.
But she smokes like a chimney.
Yeah, but she still looks amazing.
She does.
She has cheeks like pillows and she just she looks like she smells really good
she
as well.
She smells like roses and lavender.
Yeah, and just, you know, flower.
This is like her program. Remember, there was one bit where you know, there's a bit at the end, which is sort of supposedly a candid bit, and there's often like a scene of her sneaking downstairs, eating cream out of the fridge in the night, and there was one of her like on the bus drinking soup.
Oh.
I was like, that's not very glamorous, Nigella.
Oh, really?
Drinking pea soup on the bus.
She did not go down really well in the States at all because they found her delivery far too sexual.
She's very sexual.
Too sexual.
She makes it amusing and we want to titter.
I
she's just
I think she's great. I bet she's got a lovely skincare routine.
Any skincare news?
Yeah.
Did you notice on the Facebook group this woman who posted about her opinions on acne?
That was bananas.
Bananas.
It was really mad. Caroline Hirons picked it up, I think, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah.
I just thought it was just on my feed. I was like, what the bloody hell? Okay, so this woman went on Twitter and her opinion was, a theory I've begun to play with is that acne can manifest as punishment when a person sees themselves or others see them as gross or disgusting because of an action they did. Acne... true self is disgusting, can't wash away the true you, can't wash the true you away, cover true you up with makeup to hide.
What?
Yeah, this actually doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
But she has a theory, and she wrote an enormous thread, there's loads of these posts about her acne, and how she thinks that she's had bouts of acne after periods where she's done something wrong, or... feels like she was punished with an acne bout.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, some people were like going, oh really, what do you think cheek acne means? Does that have a specific meaning? And she was saying, oh, it's because the forehead acne is to do with the mind and
of course because it's by your head.
By your head. So that's a failing of your brain. So you're punished on your forehead by acne and all this sort of stuff. You know, some people were asking her questions about it, and obviously most people were just ripping her to shreds and saying, please take this down because it's really offensive and you're victim-blaming acne sufferers.
Yeah, so in case you don't feel shit enough
when
you have acne come up,
it's
somebody's now
telling
your fault.
You that you're being punished for something you did wrong.
It's almost like Glenn Hoddle, who is a really famous football manager, wasn't
he? I don't know
anything
about football.
Okay, so Glenn Hoddle was a football manager for some English football team, and he said that disabled people had done something wrong in a former life.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. He got sacked, I think.
Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm.
Why
would
you say that?
Because I think he might have been of a certain religion, I'm not sure. I won't say that just in case, but
an appalling point of view.
It is an appalling point of view, isn't it? Because obviously you're saying that disability is a punishment.
Yeah.
So.
And then there's, you know, many people who are happy and but then contented with the yeah. disability. And
exactly. And yeah. for each of those mad acne thinkers, there's also the really great, you know, acne positive accounts, especially yeah. lots of those. So I'm yeah. hoping that young girls and boys who do...
They just look at the positive ones.
Exactly, see yeah. the positive ones. So that's just yeah. crazy, crazy talk.
Mm. Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah.
People think like that.
But there we go.
Yeah. I've had a terrible bout of acne. It's been...
Have you?
Yeah, really bad. I've been using my little light and it doesn't seem to have done anything much.
And it usually does the trick.
Well, I haven't had it that long, but... Yeah, initially it seemed to be some healing things really quickly, and then I just...
What does acne on the chin signify? Maybe that you're talking crap about other people yeah, yeah. and that you need to stop.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You've been lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Using anything new?
No, that's the thing, yeah. I can only think... That it's because I'm breastfeeding at the moment. I can only think that it's my reproductive system
okay.
threatening to make a return.
Yeah.
And it's warning me in advance that maybe. It's going to make my life hell yet again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, your womb is still here.
Yeah.
Just going to remind you by yeah. making you look terrible.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it is that then.
Possibly. That's
I'm going to go with the you've been slagging people off one. It's way better.
It's my punishment for yeah. trash talking.
Yeah, don't do it. Oh, I can see another spot coming up.
Yeah. I hate acne. So I've made an appointment with my GP.
Okay.
Which I haven't done for a long time.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, I'm going to do it, you know, see what a doctor says, because that's what you're meant to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, last few times I've been to the doctor, they won't prescribe me anything much.
Don't they? So what do they prescribe you when you go to the doctor for acne then?
I had some sort of just an antibiotic lotion-y thing, and that's all I've ever had off them the last few times I've been on.
Does that do anything then, or?
Not really.
Because, you know, my friend Jo, I was telling you, she has sort of just patches where it really, really flares up.
Mm.
Doesn't look anything like acne.
No, it's sort of like... scaly and red, yes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's more like a dermatitis.
Well, kind of thing. That's what the GP tells her every time and then prescribes
it. Seborrheic dermatitis.
Okay.
It's got like a bacterial, it's like something of an infection as well as a bit of eczema maybe.
Okay. So what can that be caused by? Apparently not the eczema bit, but...
I don't know, really. Mm. Has she had it all her life? No.
No. She kind of... got into in her 30s really. I think.
And what does the doctor say?
It just prescribes antibiotic lotion.
Yeah,
so same.
Has it helped?
She said it's a little bit better.
Yeah,
but
I want to know what she's cleansing with. And
I know, and she some of the stuff wasn't very good.
No.
And some of it did have fragrance, and one of the things was foaming, so she has she has started again with a nice skincare with friends approved.
Oh, really? Good.
Regime.
And is that helping?
She says it's a lot better.
Yeah, cool.
But,
good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we hope. Because it's really troubling when you don't know what the cause of it is as well.
Yeah. You know, you think, I need to clean my face.
Yeah.
And they're selling this foaming face wash to acne sufferers. So it must be okay because the company that's making it says it's okay.
I found a pack of face wipes in the house, and I was like,
what?
I picked them up as if they were 3 month old underwear.
As if you'd found some porn.
Yes, or like a pair of women's underwear that aren't mine in his coat pocket. What is this?
And I dangled it. There's like a pink thong in your hand.
And he went, they're face wipes. And he said, but it says here they're good for... for inflamed skin or good for acne or something bollocky. And he went, no, they're okay. It's because I was walking to work and my eye was stinging and I was like, so you bought face wipes?
Oh my God.
Because your eye was stinging?
What? Like his actual eyeball.
Well, he just kind of wanted to rub around his eyelids. He said they were stinging. It gets madder. He went, no, it's okay. There's witch hazel in it.
No.
And I just I was like,
started beating him with
I said, I'm really sorry. They're good to pick up food from the floor.
Yeah.
They're no good for anything else. Boots do biodegradable baby wipes, by the way. But it was the fact that they were face wipes, and also the fact that they don't degrade in any way, shape, or form. They're just evil. Carolyn Hirons has been on Kylie Jenner's ass, not that she would listen about her, because she keeps going on about how important face wipes are to your overall skin regime. It's insane. Why? And so many young, impressionable girls are listening to
her. So important to use face wipes.
It's so important, guys.
No.
I know.
Why would it be important?
I don't know. And then I saw a really great interview with, do you know the girl who used to play Whitney in EastEnders?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful girl.
Big blue eyes and black hair.
Exactly. Yeah. And her makeup in real life is gorgeous. Because obviously it's fully
She wears terrible eyebrows for her.
Yeah, and really thick eyeliner. But she's a beautiful girl. And she was going on about how evil face wipes are. And I was so pleased. Because I thought, oh yes, you will. You will influence your hundreds of thousands, hopefully, of fans to do the same thing.
She hasn't got as many fans as the Jenners.
No. They are just bonkers, aren't they?
Yeah, that's
terrible. In the position to influence.
Do they really use face wipes, the Jenners? I mean, they must have like the most expensive dermatologists in
fact,
the country.
One of them has eczema and the other one has acne. So I would be very, very surprised if she used face wipes.
Yeah, I mean.
Kylie Jenner or there was Kendall or whatever.
Oh, I don't know what they're called. It's really embarrassing. I feel old.
I feel more embarrassed that I know what they're called.
Chloe, which one's the beautiful model?
Kendall.
Kendall.
Mm.
Kendall Mintcake Jenner.
That's her middle name.
Mintcake.
Yeah, that's cute.
I'd love it if you would. That would be brilliant.
She's like, what?
She got into trouble because she was advertising Proactiv.
Yes.
And was saying that that's what cured her acne.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not. She goes to see a dermatologist and is prescribed prescription strength stuff.
Yeah.
And she was lying.
Yeah.
But yeah, Proactiv is horrible.
Is it? What's in it? Just alcohol?
I can't remember what was in it, but it's so harsh. So drying.
Don't you remember the sort of Clearasils of our teenage years?
Clean and clear.
Yeah, clean and clear. Clearasils.
So much. It's just alcohol.
Mad alcoholic thing that you just used to rub.
Yeah.
You used to rub it.
Like a pad.
Onto, yeah.
A rough pad.
Yeah, a rough. No. It was on a stick. So this is how gross it was. And it had a sort of mesh at the top where the liquid would come out. So you'd rub all that lovely bacteria.
Yeah.
And then.
But then it's made of alcohol. Alcohol is going to kill all that bacteria.
Okay.
You've probably got loads of dead skin stuck in the mesh.
Yeah, which I felt because I thought it's stinging and I can't open my eyes, so it must be working. I'm blind.
Yeah.
Like Hayden after using a witch hazel wipe.
Yeah. I did, I tried a Pixi foaming cleanser. He sent me PR, beautiful PR. I'm really happy with it. I'm grateful. But they've got this foaming cleanser called Milky Cleanser.
Oh, I was going to buy it. No?
No, it stung so much.
No way.
Because I thought it was going to be a cream cleanser, it said. It's really foaming.
Right.
And it hurt my face a lot.
Yeah.
And my face was very tight. And that's how it used to feel. That's how it wanted it to be before I knew what I was doing.
When you were using Clearasil,
yeah. Yeah, when I was trying to cure my acne by making it as clean as I could.
Yes.
And it was so painful.
Yeah.
And it just didn't help. But, you know, I know all this stuff and I still got acne. I can only assume that my acne is just the most incredibly stubborn acne ever.
But then loads of people have got acne who know loads about skin.
Yeah.
Doesn't Lab Muffin have acne?
Is she? I don't know.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, you have a not deep knowledge of skincare, probably because you've had acne.
Cause it's, cause mine is so stubborn.
Mm.
I've got to this point where I've actually made a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, how bad is your acne? I have a podcast.
Hey, it's 2020. You
go to this doctor and go, right,
podcast.
Before you start telling me this and that,
yes,
I have a podcast.
Okay, so educate yourself, hon.
Yeah. You think I know nothing? Yeah. I have a podcast and an Instagram account.
Whoa. So, and then he'll fall off his swivel chair.
I didn't know you had an Instagram account.
Well,
let me tell you what you should be doing about acne.
Exactly.
No, my dad used to be a GP and he said, just tell him what you want.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wouldn't you just be incredibly insulted? He's like, no, I'd be pleased that he doesn't have to do the thinking.
Yes, actually, you should probably lead with that as you go in. Say, look, I know about this.
I know my stuff. I don't want to be offensive, but can I have 6 months' worth of 20% azelaic acid, if you wouldn't mind? Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'll probably go in on the day that my skin has got nothing wrong with it at all. And
just draw one on.
I'm just going to come, just show him the many, many photo albums I have.
Yes.
Pictures of my own spots. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. Just go with a montage.
Yeah. Montage. Get a PowerPoint presentation for the doctor visit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're not talking about sunscreen anymore.
That's fine. We've already done it.
Yeah. But the guidance is wear it. Always. It's not going to hurt you to wear it.
No.
If you don't like your sunscreen, find one you do like.
I was going to say, just because you've used one, so Renee was like, I don't like that. That feels thick. I don't want a mineral sunscreen.
Don't worry. We'll find you
one. So anyway.
Bring around here and I'll show her my collection.
I will. Yeah. Okay. We'll do. Thanks, guys. We'll have to label this one. We can't just label it episode 41 sunscreen because we talk about mind control and lead and petrol.
And acne. I think it should be called Yes, You Do Need to Wear Sunscreen in the Winter.
And Other Stories.
Yeah. Is that a hooky title?
Yeah, it's fine. That's hookerish.
It's like, what's the best clickbaity title we can think of? This
Natalie dropped bombshell.
Yeah. Big reveal.
Natalie wants a divorce, even though she's not married.
Natalie is actually a man.
Hayden. Yeah.
No. It's hard, isn't it? Because we want people to want to listen. We don't want the title to be really boring. We also don't want people to listen to it and go, well, why did they call it that? That was a lie.
They didn't get to the point.
Yeah. These people are full of bullshit.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I mean, that's half true.
We are
full of bullshit. You are, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, keep asking questions on skincare with friends. Oh, that's what I was going to say. My boss has been diagnosed with really aggressive breast cancer.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, and she's really no bullshitty, and she basically just says, please, if you're going to collect me, don't give me any fucking flowers. I want this, this, and this. I want a shower cover for the pick line. I want some really nice head covering fashion. And I want some no bollocks skincare. So I said, oh, cool. Let me.
That's something you can do. Yeah.
Let me do that. But I don't really know. I've been reading about the effects of chemo.
Oh, right. That's because you did mention it.
Yeah, on skin. But it really, really varies a hell of a lot. You know, some people say, I had the best skin of my life
after I finished chemo.
And it's like, what, really? Because I just think of, you know, obviously you are just
getting... It's like when I get ill and I get this weird glowing skin.
Same.
Yeah.
Not while you're ill, but right just as you're coming out just the other end.
You just look like a beautiful child.
So, you know, I just got I got her oils, I got her natural moisturising factors, I got her a no-nonsense buffet.
Oh, she'll love it.
Yeah.
And then she'll be texting you in a few weeks going, oh
Hyalomide,
my God, where did you get this stuff?
And hyalamide.
Yeah.
Just the mist. Whatever the mist is. Yeah.
Sub-Q.
Yeah. Sub-Q mist. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything else, but, you know, if any listeners...
I guess it could get really dry and irritated.
That's what I was thinking, so just give it as much hydration, seal it in.
Yeah.
And also you don't want to tit around with all that stuff when she's got two chemos a week for a very long time.
Whoa.
So she's really going
through
it.
I have a friend who's just recovering from she's had a mastectomy and she's finished the treatment now and
has she?
As well. And she's
chemo,
she had quite a lot of chemo. I think she had radiation as well.
Mm.
Love her. It's been a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of want to do something for her, a facial or something.
Yeah, ask her. I mean,
can I treat you, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really nice. And also, I think people would probably want to be asked as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what would you like? Oh, I don't know. I'd really like a 1 hour reflexology, please.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Something I can do them just to make you feel a bit more sexy.
Yeah.
And like.
Or just, like, I had the best gift I ever had. Granted, I've not been through chemotherapy and I can't even imagine how tough that is.
Mm.
But having, just after I had daughter was my friend bought me a cleaner for 3 months.
Yes. And that's a great gift.
Wasn't it beautiful? And it was all eco-friendly products as well. So
you felt like it was good for your
exactly baby. Newborn baby, not the smell of bleach. And she came for an hour a week on a Tuesday. We had a lovely chat and it was beautiful. I think back of it, it makes me emotional.
That is the best.
The gratitude I felt. Thank you, Ronika. I just thought it was the most thoughtful present.
A hamper of healthy snacks that were just stuff you can just pop in your mouth and
perfect,
eat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't eating square meals, just eating crisps and folded up bits of bread. And
stone cold tea.
Yeah, really, really, really old toast.
Yeah.
And these healthy little balls of seeds.
Oh, like protein balls or whatever.
Yeah.
I bet no one bothered you on your third kid, though, did they?
No, that was... Yeah, was it? My friend Holly, who's a midwife, gave me this hamper. I was holy shit, it was just on the doorstep one. I was like,
oh my God,
that's exactly what I need. Healthy food that I don't have to cook.
You just walk around with it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. Self-care. It's important.
Hashtag.
I need to stop eating crisps. It's getting ridiculous.
Actually, I'm going to buy crisps on the way home. Sorry, I'm not going to lie to you, but
I don't think I can stop. I think it's got.
What's your favourite crisp? What's beef. Your desert island? I hadn't even finished asking the question.
Beef hula hoops.
Is it really?
Or beef Doritos.
I did not even know. Are they vegetarian? I know that's not a stupid question.
I think so.
Because they don't have a lot of, bacon crisps don't have bacon in.
Yeah, sometimes it's the cheese crisps that have got the meat in.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, man, I need to be careful.
Yeah.
What crisps do I like? I've got to say, I really just love a plain salted tortilla with salsa.
Yeah, lush, yeah.
That's what
I'm not
what
saying
I want.
No to any crisps.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
You're not me.
Crisp hooer.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a chocolate bar. I'm like, nah, I'm all right. I've got the crisps.
I'm good without chocolate as well.
Yeah.
Especially at this period of my month.
I would have thought that chocolate would have been.
Not particularly. No. Much more salt.
Yeah.
Salt and fluids.
Salt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Salt and cider.
Yeah.
Mm.
Best diet.
Yeah.
Good old healthy British people.
Well, hopefully, next time we speak to you, it'll be sunny and we will be covered in Factor 50.
That's right.
Because
we'll be in a
that's
better
what
mood.
We should be wearing on our faces.
Absolutely.
Hopefully your period goes away.
Thanks.
And doesn't come back. No, that's wrong.
I've got to say, it's too regular for my liking. It's like every 3.5 weeks.
Mm.
But it pelts me on the first day and then it buggers off by day 3.
That's odd.
Mm.
That is odd.
Yeah.
I don't know much. Look, it seems weird, isn't it? Like these things happen to us.
Mm.
The body does stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't know why it's doing them.
No.
We never find out what's going on.
No.
Like, I remember I had a weird period and I was like just before I started IVF.
Okay.
And it was really bad, really heavy. My skin was really, really bad. And it was kind of a regular, you know, normally I wouldn't have known what had happened. I would have gone on with my life. But because I was about to start IVF, I had a scan and they were like, you've got a big, big, big old cyst in your ovary.
Whoa.
Yeah. You've got to wait until that's gone to start your IVF. I was like, no, I want to start it.
But how do you mean wait till it's gone? You can't have it removed?
No. And
what?
I went back a couple of months later and they were like, yeah, it's gone. Here we go. Here's the drugs.
What?
Yeah. So they can come and go, these ovarian cysts.
Oh,
I don't have a diagnosis of polycystic ovaries or anything like that.
That's bonkers.
Yeah. So,
that's really weird. I'd love, if I had the money, or I worked for a really great company that just, one of those like full works, I would love to have that done, wouldn't you?
And yeah, just like a full scan. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Brain scan, heart.
That's what I quite enjoyed the idea of that let's get checked thing.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of just check on yourself on your own in private. And
yeah.
I think I might do is check myself.
A guy that we both know was making a TV programme and for insurance purposes, he got the BUPA full service.
Oh, really?
And this was after 20 years of just self-abuse
drank.
And drink and drugs and late nights and just...
What did it say?
The most perfect specimen. His lung capacity was like that of an athlete.
He is a machine.
He is, and that's why he's a machine. That's what
really. He's just like biologically superior to everyone else.
Quite. Yeah. You know. And that's what I think that's probably what gave him the kick to say, actually, if that was me when I was abusing my body,
what could I achieve?
He's one of those bonkers triple Iron Man people now, isn't he? Kudos to him, I think he's amazing. But
yeah,
I'd love that. Can you imagine if that's what it told you or it said? Did the other opposite and just went, sorry, you have the bones.
You're pretty much dead. Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh.
That would be so depressing.
Yeah. Would you just bury yourself in crisps if
that was I'm already exercising regularly.
You are. Yeah, I went to my first exercise class in almost 9 months.
I like being in a little bit of pain.
Yeah, so I'm in a lot of pain and it's felt good. And you knew I was angry with myself for letting it lapse.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, just get back on it.
Get back on it. It was almost mini trampolines. Nothing more satisfying
because you got a level where you can get a lot fitter quicker because you've done it before. So it's going to be so much more satisfying to get back on the horse.
Yeah, that's what I thought because I did this like 45-minute class. It was on those mini trampette things and those Terracor, you know, the ones with the inflate, like a Reebok step but inflated top.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it gives you sort of core balance.
Yeah.
And it was an hour or 45 minutes or an hour class. And I used to do those 5 or 6 times a week and just not feel anything. And now I had to stop halfway through one of the classes because it just hurts so much.
Yeah.
So I promise you, body, I will not let you down again.
Yeah, you'll be back to full capacity in no time.
I hope so, you will. Difference. Thanks, guys. Sorry for ranting.
Yeah.
We love you.
And we'll see you on the group. Yeah. See you on Instagram.
Skincare with friends.
Questions, ideas, please take them
to us.
To us. What?
Okay.
Shut up, Nia.
Be quiet.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.